Blog Talk Radio.
Check this out, y'all. There's a little something on the table. You know, but before we get to it,
I want to know safety. We want to talk on safety, y'all. I mean, it'd be 100. We want to talk on some safety things, man. I mean, you know, you can never go wrong with safety. But before, just in case they get bored into your mind and to your heart, if you have a homeboy, trap partner or whatever you want to call it, man, and he got a car, you got a car, y'all come from the same camps, and for whatever reason, y'all kind of, you know, strayed away or strayed apart from one another, man. I'm going to tell y'all something right now, man. Hold up. You want to raise. We want to raise. Well, what's the problem? Why is it that two guys from the same area, same camp, can't raise, still be homeboys or partner when the race is over? Yes, I know you have heard this before. But just like anything else, y'all don't say that I saw the foul a thousand times in prison. Probably don't even know how to say that again. So it is what it is. This is how we need to do this, y'all. I need to know. That's one of the things I want to bring up. Can we still run one another and still be cool rappers? Don't matter if that's your partner, if that's your boy, or your ace boom coon. I done heard this before. Oh, no, I ain't going to run him, man. That's my boy. That's my homeboy. That's my rogue dog. I can't run him. Well, I'm just curious about something. Why not? Why you can't run him? What's the reason why? And still be gonna win or lose. I shoot pool with my partners all the time. Shoot a little basketball with them. Play a little dominoes with them. The chuckles, you know what I'm saying? I mean, every now and then, you know, while I'm back when the ball's out there pretty tough, you know, shot a little dice, you understand me? But we was born even with that. Well, I might have took his money. He might have took mine. But we were partners when that was over with, you understand me? So I'm just want to try to figure out why we can't race one another and still be partners. I'm just curious. Because we all know the fastest car to always win. This man might cut a light better than you. His reaction time may be better. Or he may know how to hold his car. His car may be better set up than you. I don't know, but I mean, I'm just curious, y'all. We could do a tap on that a little bit. And then we also want to tap on when is the right time to give somebody get back. Who said there's a time frame on giving back a race? If y'all got up there, you ran. I ain't trying to go nowhere with this here, y'all, but I'm keeping it 100. This is stuff that's been bumping around and tossed around and going on. You know, people don't really want to say things about it. They get on the scene and behind the scene on the back line, you know, if you will, you know, and on the little private calls and do all the little bumping and grinding, but then when it comes to the forefront, everybody go hush mine. Well, I'm just curious, so why is it like that? I mean, what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? Who said I got to run you? Who said the next man got to run you immediately or run you at all? I'm just trying, hey, if there's a rule to it, please let me know, y'all. Not being ugly, just being 100. Now, a gentleman's race, yeah, no problem. This is all my opinion right now. On a gentleman's race, cool. Two men, they squared up, they got up there. Hey, man, I ain't get a chance to get my stuff right this time, man. I'm going to try that again. Shake. I'm like, cool. I did it with the Blue Falcon before, not to bring the man's name up or car up or whatever, but I did it with the Blue Falcon, you know. Yeah, I got up there, he got up there, I got by him. Got up there again, I got by him again. Don't matter what happened, I won. You see what I'm saying? However, whoever wins, you win. So if that person chooses to write you again, that's my opinion. Now, if y'all got a different opinion, please let me know. It is what it is. Everybody got opinions. We all got them. They like better old stuff, just funkier than others. You understand me? I'm just keeping it real. So my point is, if you're going to be a man tonight and step up and stand up and speak on it, I would truly appreciate it. I thought maybe we got a nice little show going on here tonight. I just hope everybody that's man enough to step up and talk about this thing. You understand me? I mean, you know, I know it's some touchy areas. I know it is. Anytime you're talking about running against a partner of yours or homeboy or compadre, it could be touchy. Anytime you're talking about giving somebody some get back after you done got past them and got by them or whatever, you understand me? And that could be the flip side alone, too. So let's flip it around. If you have gotten by somebody already, you won. You took the money. But then now you started running back over there to that same person. Say, man, what's up? You want some get back support? You want some more? You want some more? You want some more Debo? You know, I'm just not naming the Debo from Dallas, but I'm just saying Debo from the Mobile 5. But I'm just saying, when do it stop? I mean, you know, if the man comes, is that just throwing the game? You know, I don't have a problem going top of the man on the shoulder. You understand me? But normally, you know what I'm saying, if I ran over you, I would keep it moving. You know? I mean, you know, not unless you just really just want some more, you know, whatever, you know, however they go. But that's just a few things. Oh, hey, the shaker tossing around, y'all. We just kicking around in the air a little bit. But we just going to hang out today, y'all. We ain't tripping. We going to do our thing. I'm on the road a little bit, so y'all please forgive me if you hear a little road noise. You understand me? Moving around a little bit tonight. So, but just come on in and push the one button. Chop it up with your boy. You know, maybe you just know somebody that has witnessed that or been through something of that nature, and you just want to shed a little light on it, you know, because it can help somebody, y'all. You understand me? Both of those little old topics that I threw out there, it sounds insignificant, but I promise you, your fellow man will be helped by it. I promise you. Because at the end of the day, if you do the mouth, we don't all know what's going to happen. But if we get racing, and it's part of racing, it's part of racing. You know, I've seen men back out of a shootout before. Just because he's homeboy now. Oh, man, I drew him first. Man, oh, man, I'm a bad guy. You know, I've seen it. I've seen people run from a shootout because of a car that they've been scared of. And, you know what I'm saying, been ducking for I don't know how long. This car's finally in the shootout with them. They're scared. They don't get a hold of their tail for what they do. Back out the shootout. I know that person's name, and if he don't come on here and say that, I'm going to pull him out the bushes and take a fan belt and wrap him across his nose. Sorry, I had to steal that from him. All right, that's other thing, saying, y'all, that fan belt thing, but I like it. So I stole it. But look here, man, real talk. I'm just curious. What we going to do, y'all? How we going to change this thing? Because we done already had one little old show pop in, you know. I mean, yeah, come on, it ain't been many, but we had one. You know, we had some issues with that one. You know, and then the issues, you know, when I say the issues, meaning like we had a wreck, an incident, or whatever, some oil downs and kind of slowed everything down, may have you. But at the same token, here there's another one getting ready to come up. You know what I'm saying? They're popping up all over. I'm talking about here in our backyard, though. But they're popping up all over. You know what I'm saying? From my understanding, D&D them had a nice clean show, awesome show out there. So I heard him come on last week and speak on it. And that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Them boys, they doing some good things. I tease them a lot. I bump around with them a lot because that's what they would do to me. So I just beat them to it. That's all. But they really are a good group of guys, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, then we had a chance to get it on, and that's what that was. But at the end of the day, I just want to see, is anybody else, who you want, man? I mean, come on. We've been talking about it. You've been sitting around, and you really want to say something to the person, but you don't know how. You know, hey, shit, I'm messy as hell. Y'all know that. I ain't got no good sense. Just tell me, just act like you like him. How they even say in school, you like your mama, put your hand on me. Yeah, man, I get something started, me. So if you think you want to see this person, all you got to do is just push that one button. And old Hater Shaker, get him on the line. Or know somebody who can get him on the line. You know, that's all. And I'm just being 100. You know, if you done had a race, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where you're going to have it with all this rain you had. But if you done had a race, man, and y'all kind of want to, you know what I'm saying, put it out there. Your wins or your losses or whatever, you're welcome to come. See, this show right here, man, this is a non-denominational show. You know, for those of you who don't know what that means and what that's all about, this show here is not about this and it's not about that. It's about everything all into one. You can be, hypothetically speaking, taking you back to church, it can be Baptist, Catholic, Jehovah, whatever, you understand me? I mean, and you still under the same umbrella. So, I mean, you know, non-denomination, whatever. But we're under the same umbrella. That's what that is. So this non-denomination, no denomination. So my point I'm trying to make is, if y'all want to, you can come on in. If you got a show coming up, you're more than welcome. You know, you're more than welcome. I mean, hey, even my haters, even the ones who's haters, y'all welcome too. Yeah, I mean, you know, not call nobody haters. Hey, right, y'all know that, right? But anyway, if you want to come on, speak on something or speak on the race or something coming up in the future, man. Y'all more than welcome, man. You understand me? Oh, hey, to say, he laid back, man. You know, y'all, come on, y'all know me. You know, I talk to a person half the time. You know, he laid back, y'all. He don't mean no harm. Good old dude. He half-assed old. You know, he ain't got no since God gave it to a bird. But at the same token, the dude pretty doggone cool, man. So if you got a question, push the one button. You understand me? If you got somebody you want to see, push the one button. From my understanding, the next closest race we got is May 14th. So from my understanding, man, I don't know if y'all seen it or not. Boy, that's an awesome video, man. I seen that little highlight clip they got on that thing.
Hey, man, that thing was going off,
y'all. That looked really nice. And they did a good job on it. So whoever did that, man, good work, good work. Hold on, y'all. We got somebody want to chime in. So Undertaker. Undertaker, come on in, man. Your mic is open, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Hater Sega? What's going on, Grudge World? I just wanted to chime in. I'm good. I just wanted to chime in and let everybody know the Buffalo Soldiers and the old Big Sleepy got a race going on next weekend, May 7th. They got a little index racing going on. They got a truck shootout. I'm helping sponsoring that truck shootout deal. So May 7th down there in Temple, Texas at Little River. I think Drew or somebody's going to come on later, but they was in a meeting, so he asked me to just speak in that for him. So that's
okay.
May 7th down at Big Sleepy, Little River drag strip, man.
Okay. Will they have a little grudge racing, or is somebody want to get a little of that on, they can do that too, or what?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be running this young guy, Vega Toy, got a little Vega. I supposed to be running him
okay.
And old Billy Ray. You know, he gets hit up by the bushes, but he wasn't really standing there. We got this little street Mustang that just joined my camp. We're going to take it down there and try to see if we can do some little old grudging with it. But, yeah, they supposed to have some grudging also. I mean, I had a couple of guys call me, say they wanted to go down there with us. So hopefully it's going to go down.
Okay. Good deal, yeah. Man. We appreciate that info. Right. Oh, yeah, okay. Is that the Farm Without a Gun?
Yeah, Farm Without a Gun. Also, Drew with the Buffalo Soldiers, he's going to be giving out shirts as well to all the youngsters that get there. I mean, we're going to give them out as long as we got them. So, parents, y'all get them there early. Get them there early because you already know when it's free, it go fast.
Absolutely. And we appreciate that, man. That's another way y'all for us to keep our ear to the street. But don't go too far, brother, because maybe some both fellas have some questions about something, man, a race or whatever, because it is going down. That is the first race, you know, since the last one we just had. So, you know, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah,
hey, man, this
whole month of May is going to be exciting. The whole month of May is going to be exciting. You got Big Sleepy. You got the Texas Total Domination. Then you got the lock-in. I mean, we going to be jammed up. We're going to be jammed up for a while. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that road trip in June.
Right. Yes, sir. That sounds good. You want to speak on that road trip? Where would it be? Where's it going? I mean,
I don't know for sure. It's going to Georgia, somewhere over there in Georgia. Now that's all I know. But I am making preparations to be ready to pull out when everybody else is ready to go.
Okay. That sounds good. Man. Anybody got any questions on that? What this young man just spit out? Or interested in going to Big Sleepy's event? From my understanding, we always have good turnouts out there. Old Sleepy, do a Marcus thing out there, man. He's a stand-up guy, man. Really is, you know. Billy Ray, you know, understand? I gotta get back. Oh, that's some get-backs right there. I'm looking for. Yes, sir. I had to get a hold of him real soon. I'm gonna have to get a hold of Billy Ray. I slapped him, then he come down and he slapped me, and we just slapped each other. Well, now it's time to get this stuff all the way out the way. You understand? That's what that is.
Hey, the Jacob, not to cut y'all. I know your schedule pretty tight and mine's getting tight. You think we can make arrangements for you and I to engage on the 29th?
On the 29th? Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I don't see why not. You know, we should be able to do that. That sounds real good. I sure appreciate that, man. You know what? I've been wondering when you was going. You know, you told me to that you would let me know. So I hadn't bothered you. You understand me? I had bothered you. But now that you want to do that,
I got doggone cavalcade, which I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to withstand that knockout punch they're gonna give me, but I'm gonna try it, you know. And if I come out of that all right, I definitely be over there knocking on your door.
You there?
Yeah. You know I'm traveling.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Right. I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You want to discuss the time and all that, or the latter part of the get closer to it and make sure everything good, since you know you got, you know, all I have right now that I to my knowledge is straight up locked in and a little greedy, and that's on the 14th. And I guess the closer they come, the more, you know, I kind of get them locked in or whatever. So, but
After San Antonio, if both of us got all our pressure, whatever, shoot. I think I got a cavalcade somewhere before 6 o'clock. Yeah, we can do it by 7:30.
Okay. Yeah, we'll discuss it a little further down, and we can make it happen and get her going, buddy. You know, I mean, like I say, we got the 14th that we're going to be coming up, and then right after that, you got a cat race, 2 weeks after that, right?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks after the 14th.
Two weeks after that, yeah, okay. That's fine.
But
yeah, we can make everything.
I'm going to try to get some of that little greedy, too. Like I say, I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but I got this deal on the 7th. I'm going to run down there. And then if I come out of that, okay, I'll be calling him Sunday morning. I know he likes doing it off the trailer, so I can go and get him out the way before you get it. You know what I'm saying? You get your little sloppy second.
Nah, hold on, nah, there you go. You always be yourself, bitch.
Wait a minute. Shaga, he like doing it off the trailer, and I know, you know, y'all had a time on y'all, so if he gonna do it off the trailer with me, then you probably gonna get you a sloppy second. So, Roger.
Yeah, that's fine, man. I ain't got no problem with that, man. Shoot, go for it, man, you know. Do your thing, brother. That's do your thing. I guess it's enough to go around. They say he's greedy. We're going to find out. So, he look greedy. We're going to see.
He might lose his appetite.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, you see, I'll be hungry after all that age. But at least I'm my baby mama, and I ain't playing them games.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But look, also, I heard Big Walt was looking for a lock-in. If he is, tell him I got a little street Mustang. I got a little Mustang in the camp now we're running with.
Okay. Big Walt, if you listen, y'all know Big Walt listens or whatever, push the one button. Walt normally to be around, man. Walt, you know, he normally be around. I don't know if it's Friday, if he bids or not, but he normally be on the show. You know, I hadn't had it in the last couple of weeks, so he probably feel like I called Wolf again. I don't know. But I'm sure somebody get him on here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we can make that happen. I see a couple of Dallas numbers on here, Dallas area code. So y'all know Big Walt, know how to get in touch with Big Walt. Y'all give Big Walt a holler. Let him know Undertaker, Team Undertaker say they got a little something in their camp they like to get at him with. So those of you who know how Walt, now y'all know Walt will travel, Walt will get on it. So y'all can go ahead and get him up.
I heard he was looking for a race for the 14th.
Oh, man, that dude
died. I know he'll go.
He always, looking for something, man. He stay looking for something, man, for real. But, man, I'm trying to curious about something.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm curious. Okay, that's fine, Undertaker. Ain't no problem. You know? But, hey, man, I'm curious about something, man. I heard old Batman on the show the other night. Y'all, I'm just saying, I ain't trying to bring the man's name up, but y'all, Batman done put another kind of cape or something on. What they got in the heel? Y'all know what he said about Batman? He calling out folk and, man, what the world going on with Batman? Somebody done made him mad. I see this in Batman. skin all up on the table in the kitchen and just roaring and sticking his chest out and popping the buttons on his shirt and just roaring. What the hell going on, that man? Showing his taco meat all on his chest and going on. That man done y'all. Something happened. Hold on, somebody want to get in. 469-9734. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, what's going on? This Street Sweeper. Appreciate you opening my mic there. Mr. Hater,
right.
What's going on, Grudge World? What's up with it, Undertaker? Hey, I just wanted to chime in on. I just want to chime in on what you just brought up. Yeah, Batman beating on his chest, man. He even laid old Bush near do the look away the other day. I don't care what you call it. He did the look away. And basically, you know, all this time they've been attacking that cat. And so as a fan, I was impressed to hear him beat on his chest like that. And true enough, Mr. Bushnell, I'm calling it out how I see it, went straight in the bushes. So I'm not going to get some stuff started on this side.
Lord, I miss it. My goodness. Y'all say the car went in the bushes and the gold weed sitting up in that gold weed sticking out. The back of the car was sticking out the bushes. And Dre sitting back there saying, y'all can see us. They can still see us. Hey, man, that was funny. So I'm sorry. I had to go there, y'all. Street Sweeper just made a nice little old statement, man. It is what it is. He said Batman came and rah, 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 and that man tiptoed and ran fast. The man said, you know what? I ain't never heard Dre back down like that. We don't want you. We don't want no part of this. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, come on, man. I really got a taste that I can go back and rewind and let y'all hear. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can hear them folks. That man had that man in the corner kicking on him and pulling his hair and going on. You know how they bullied somebody, Jay Bushnell. You know, he got Batman in the corner. They done took his cape and got it hanging up, and Batman hanging up by his cape and stuff last year. And they picking on that man, punching on him, spitting on him, kicking on, taking his shoes and lunch money and stuff. Well, Batman done got another cape now. The tables have turned. Batman come out there, he's sworn one time, and everybody read. I said, whoa, I felt the wind when he sworn. I mean, I don't know, man, he got the Batman gloves and stuff now. Y'all, the ball done changed. I'm just saying, hey, it is what it is. I have to give credit where credit due. The man stood up. You know, I told y'all this talk show here is for whoever and whatever, anytime you want to talk on whatever. And right about now, that man there stood up like a full-grown bear and did what he needed to do, man. I mean, hey, them folks were picking at him. That's just what that was. So we're going to see if he's just barking or if he really got a bite behind that bark come May 14th, you understand me? Or whenever he's going to get out there. I feel like he's going to get out there May 14th. Because I understand, don't he got a race locked in with Lil Flip? I think him and Lil Flip got something locked in with back down the move or something like that. So, you know, that's going to be interesting, so. That's a good deal, man. That's a good deal. Way to go, Batman. Way to go, doggone. Get the bullets off you, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just going to give it like it is. But if anybody got anything they want to bring up, man, y'all boys are welcome to. Boy, Eddie Shaker, man. Been chilling, man. That's just what that is. But, damn, bro, I just thought about it, y'all. I'm not going to look over that easy. That was a call out. Undertaker just gave me a call out. Well, I sure appreciate that. My wife looked right upside my head.
We don't do
rental trucks now, baby. This here. This one here. Not this one here truck.
Hey, tell him,
baby.
Tell him, stop that. Tell him, stop that.
Hey, stop that, baby. He's a changed man now. Let me leave that alone. She's my little city fire.
Tell us about that.
Cut that out, baby. Yeah. Cut that out. Anyway, man,
That's just what that is, y'all. But yeah, I'm all right with him, Doc. That's a good deal, man. I feel like we need to get it on, man, and make something. We've been talking about it for a minute, so yeah, might as well go ahead on it and make some good out of it. You understand me? But
I want to say this right quick. I just feel like I need to say this here because I was approached earlier, and I wanted to race for the fans. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I just need a couple of racers such as yourself and some more guys to just give me their opinion on this right here. Do we race for the fans? Or do we I know we race for the love of the game, but do the fans have a big part in what we do? I'm going back on me.
Okay, y'all, that's a good hey man, you just threw a monkey wrench out that end. Say, hey, look here. Who are you running for? Is it the fans? I mean, do the fans make a difference? And let the truth be told, y'all. I mean, hey, the fans is almost the reason we do it. That's just an opinion of mine. I mean, because without fans, it's like we just get chances to learn one another. I don't think it's no fun if ain't nobody watching them. You know, I'm just saying, I played ball before, man, and it's something about the crowd. When the crowd is there, it's the adrenaline rush go on. But, man, you come out there, you look, and the bleachers is empty. Oh, man, all your whole spirit just gets shut down, man. But boy, you come out there and everybody hype and they all over the man, all over the football. Look here, you just get a adrenaline rush. Like, yeah, even if you're scared of the team, you're getting ready to play again, you find some kind of energy. You find it in your body, in the back part of your system to get crocking. Like, yeah, we're going to do this, y'all. It's something about that team, about their fans, about their fan club. So that's just my opinion, man. But, you know, the next man, if y'all want to push the one button, the man asked a good question, who you running for? Is it for the fans? Is it just for a hype thing? Or, you know, maybe it's just to make a dollar. I don't know, you know. I mean, Undertaker, do that pretty much sums it up, or you want to make it a little more clear?
No. That's it. I mean, because I know myself, I have, you know, developed a fan base, and yourself, you have developed a fan base. And it's certain races people want to see, you know. And like I said, I was approached yesterday, that I was wrong for asking a certain individual to run. And I'm going to leave it right there. But I say let's do it for the fans. And it was a negative situation that it just went south.
Oh, I know what that's about. Okay, I remember now. It's coming back to me. I know what happened. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there. I won't open that can up. But for those of you who want to speak on it, you know who you're running for. You know, I mean, let's just even the fans. Come on, y'all. We got fans on here too. You know, if you're a fan and you're a fence watcher, you sitting back, you looking. I mean, you know, you got certain people you want to see run. I mean, you know, why not be why you can't be able to voice your opinion and say, you know what, man, I'd like to see such and such run whoop de whoop. I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know? I mean, that's what it's all about. That's grudge racing, y'all. You know, this grudge racing 101 right here. We ain't tripping. We down to get on a step down, one of the two. You know? So that's just what it is. So that's a beautiful thing, y'all. Ooh wee. Oh, man, I don't know what to say. I don't think too many people are going to push that button on that one, man, because that's a touchy. And then them topics are really touchy right there.
It's not a touchy situation, my brother. It's either you do it for the love. That's number one. You're going to do that because that's how you spend your money. But in the mix of building your fan base, it starts to change. See what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you, I was hot as fish grease a couple of weeks ago when we didn't have the shootout, but that was others. But I had a lot of people that came to see me race.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? That was the fan base, but it never went down. So I mean, do we race for us or do we race for our fans? Or what are we doing?
Well, let me rephrase what I said a while ago, and I said touchy-touchy is what I'm saying about the person that you mentioned. Yeah, that's the touchy-touchy. You know, you with me now? It ain't the fact that what the statement you just made or the question you put out there, it's the person that was involved in the question in the very beginning stages. For those ones who have that do know a little something about it, that's what I meant by touch and touch. So that's why I said I don't think you know that's what I was talking about. But I mean, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? Somebody want to speak on it and come on in, man. I mean, you know, they we all human, we all men. You know, we're supposed to be. You know, you take one, you bring one. So sure, you know, man, be able to talk, man, be able to come back and. Man got his opinions. You know, there's nothing wrong with opinions. You know what I'm saying? So I just seen more of a challenge coming forth after the conversation, after the statement was made, if you will. that's what I was talking about. You know, yeah. So you know, hopefully we'll get to move around, and hopefully that'll just go away. But it don't look like it's going away no time soon. You understand me? That's just my opinion. You know, because I too got a phone call, Taker. So, let you know. I mean, yeah, it's probably gonna get deeper before we get shallow. That's pretty real. That's about as real as I can get with you right there. You know, yeah. So, but we gonna keep it 100. We gonna keep it moving, man. Anybody else, man? That want to bring something up and do something, you know. Let's I want to talk on something and make something happen, man. Come on in. I mean, like I say, I ain't tripping, y'all. I'm just riding on the pasture side, relaxing my nerves. You understand me? I'm still enjoying my birthday. I got this whole next 2 weeks is my birthday. That's what that is. Cause I didn't finish all the way. So We're going to go ahead on it. I got a dirty look while ago, y'all. That's why I'm laughing. So, yeah, man, let's keep it 100, man. If you know somebody, if you want to get at somebody, man, hey, man, don't sit back. Go ahead on. Call the person out to the forefront, man. You know, let's make it happen. You know, where's old Ragtop at, man? You understand me? I mean, maybe he didn't answer the call out to March 14th because I heard that he didn't really want to get out, you know, on the time frame of, you know, going that far out of town. So maybe we can do it on any given Sunday or even, you know, for the race that we got right here or allocated bit. So maybe we can get it on then, you know, if he want to get it on. I don't have a problem with that. So, Ragtop, if you own or somebody know him, you're more than welcome, sir, to come on in and we can lock something up on that. I just feel like in my heart and in your heart that you really want to lock up. You know, I thought you did anyway. But, you know, you want to come on in, man.
Hey, may I ask a question real quick, Mr.
Sure. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah. Hey, I was on the show the other day and on King B show, and if I'm not mistaken, it was an APB put out on you, man. I was just wondering if you was on the radio show that day when you heard somebody calling your name saying that they was trying to relock you in, but you didn't want them problems.
Well, you know, I got on the show. I came back on the show, man, probably about, I want to say a little after 8:30, almost 9 o'clock. It was about 15, maybe 20 minutes to 9 when I got back on. And put it like this, when I got back on, I overheard somebody arguing with Bushnell. I think it was Chin them, if I'm not mistaken. That's when I had got back on at that point. Then the latter, as we y'all went further into it, I heard Bushnell say something about, man, y'all just a shame. Hey, the Shaker don't want to relock or this, that, and other. But you know, like Dre told the man, I don't have a problem with locking Bushnell in. I'm good with that. It's just that I do that when I ain't got nothing else better to do when I'm bored. You understand me? But right now I got a line of folk and a list of folk that I'm getting at. You understand me? Well, I don't have to beg for anything or ask for anything. People that I can just run head up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I'm after right now. I'm after some head up races. You understand me? So, you know,
he got people, but hold up.
He got people that's after him with some head up races that he's been ducking. So, I ain't trying to duck my head up races. You know what I'm saying? If I can get at you, I can get at you. If I can't, I can't. He just, you know, maybe that's what he's doing too. I don't know. But the people who's asking for him, it's sitting like it. So I don't know. But I don't mind a lot.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. You're so right, brother.
Right.
And,
okay.
Well, I was just wondering because I figured you was kind of busy, but when they called you out, like, you know, it made it seem like, you know.
Oh, man, you know, I don't know. You know me, man. I'm 100 by mine. I was sitting there with Red Bells. If y'all pay attention to it, the week of that race, folks, went down between me and Bushnell literally disappeared from all shows. He wasn't on nobody's show for a minute. He went quiet, disappeared, man. Because he thought it was going to be on. When he found out it was going to rain, that's when he went to Queen and Holland again. That's how you do it, pal. I don't sweat that. But I'm good with it. He's one of them type of guys, man. He'll throw a rock and hide his hand, man. You know, if I, that's my second time locking Bushnell in. So as I'm a get up, man, by far. You know what I'm saying? I do it when I have nothing else better to do. You know, he's not what you call somebody that I got to run him. It doesn't matter if I run him cool, if I don't. He don't matter because I won't get any brownie points if I beat him or not because he ain't shit. He ain't nobody. He's a nobody. He ain't beat nobody. He ain't ran nobody. You know what I'm saying? The man that disappeared on the hollow hall, how he come back to the game and he just crossed an old small block. He trying to give every small block he know the back tower, one and one or the move or instead of running people that stick like him or run you know, about like he do. So to me, I won't get no brownie points from running over. So I get through it, I call him Bertha. You know?
They say, good report. Good damn report. You exactly right, man. You exactly right, brother.
That's all, dog. You know, I'm 100 with you. You know that. And it's to the point to where, you know, I'm good with it, but I still recognize Bullseye a mile away. And right about now, my brother, it's a Bullseye going on. I heard somebody say it the other night that this man is really harping on certain people, especially Small. I think that was you, if I'm not mistaken. Say he's harping on small blocks, you know, like he better car.
Yeah.
Another car come like him, a motorcycle. He'll run there, duck in the woods, and sanitizes an inch bigger than yours, and so forth and so on. But hold on, I think I'd have pissed some folk off, because what the hell happened? This loud little boy.
Hold on,
832, 1802, your
mic is open.
Hey, Hater Shakers Jr.
What's up, Junior?
Hey, you was talking about Ragtop running next month in San Antonio. Said he wasn't going to be there?
Man, to my knowledge, man, he didn't answer the call. He said he wanted to run cars that was from out of town. Calls from out of Dallas and what he told me. But hold on, Junior. He called in on the Thumbing Dog Show a week prior to that and called me out, and I told him after I got through with Bushnell, and once we found out with that, I would lock him in. But I denied locking him in. I just need to lock him in with a break clause at the time. But now that didn't happen, so I called him immediately on Batman's show, and then I did it again on Tracy's show, and he never responded. So, you know.
He called me out, and I told him, you know, it's too soon. I ain't going to lock nothing in. It's too far away. So, I mean, evidently he's planning on being there.
Okay. So maybe you got certain people you want to get at or something, man, you know. I don't know.
I don't know, buddy.
But hold on. Don't go nowhere, Jay. Let me see what this is. Let me see. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. 281-0782. 0782, your mic is open. 201-0782. Your mic is open. All right, they not paying attention. Go ahead, Junior. I'm sorry.
But now, yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lock nothing in with him, but I'll probably run him when we get down there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, if he shows up.
Right. Well, if that myth is correct from the source I got it from, he said he's going after calls from out of town when he go to San Antonio. That's what he told another source, you know. So
right.
they got the phone call that he don't want to run nobody from Iggy. He could run no people any given Sunday. He don't want to run that
right.
down now. That's what he told. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I told him when he called me out. I told him, you know, he messaged me on Facebook, and I told him, no, I mean, you know, I can run you anytime in town, but, you know, if we're down there and I can't find a race, yeah, I mean, we can do something.
Right. Well, I like to see it again because he figured like he didn't get a fast shake on that, but for whatever reason, I came over there in y'all little camp area where y'all was, I immediately after the race to congratulate really both of y'all, and I heard him, you know, it was kind of, they seemed a bit, you know, a bit strong, upset or whatever about redoing it immediately. And you said, no, I'm not going to run you tonight. And he got a little, and that's another part of my topic tonight, Junior. When is the right time or the wrong time to give a person get back, man? When is there a certain time frame that you got to give somebody some get back? You know? I mean, I'm just curious. What's your opinion about it?
Well, see, he was wanting to run for the same money. I mean, that was the whole problem. He's wanting to run me for the same money.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't feel like he didn't feel like I should have took his money basically. I mean, the man.
Oh, yeah.
If it had been the other way around, he would have took my money. I mean.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's a race, man. You getting them beans, sir? That's a wrap. That's a wrap, man. That's it. That's over with, man. All that other stuff go out the window. Hey, man, it's a friendship. We'll get friends later on, so forth and so on. But hold on, Junior. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. 214-405, your mic is open. Is that Batman?
Man, goddamn, I'm glad you said it out. What's up,
what's up, bad man? Say, man,
I
just got
this
talking about
that?
You, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I was just talking about you, yeah, man.
Man,
I
feel
I'm
hard on this, man. What's happening?
Nah, Batman, I told him I got on the show kind of late the other day. And, Batman, I heard you. You didn't sound like to me. You just jumped on the kitchen table and throw your shirt off and show your taco meat on your chest. And all of a sudden, I had to hear someone say, what the hell is that, Batman?
Yeah, you see a lot of motherfuckers backpedaling now, man. Batman's back, man. I don't know how they came, man. 2016, man, ain't doing a whole bunch of talking. They want me? Okay, lock it in. We ain't got a whole bunch of talk. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple people bagging up, though, man. You know what I'm saying? These are the same guys that was messing with me, man, all over. All you 6 months, man. You know what I'm saying? Damn, they ain't cut my whole time to cry, dog. Don't give a damn about my big car, none of that, man. You know what I'm saying? Just get up there. Man, now, I'm telling them to get up there. They telling me all kind of excuses, man. All kind of excuses, man. Like, why they can't get up there? But you know what? You know if I'm seeing that track, I'm going to get that motherfucker in 30-06. I'm going to start to take their ass down. I'm going to start their ass down. Man, but you know what funny thing about it, though? You know what funny thing about it, though, Shaker? Say, man, these cats already running, and they ain't seen nothing. What the hell are you on the phone?
Right. Oh, man, that's the he say, she say, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I can think of, that man, that he say, she say. You know? They ain't seen you. Well, do nothing.
So, I can't go back on something that you ain't seen, man.
if you catch a man back kicking rocks, but you call it back running, I call it kick rocks going backwards. Oh, man, when you catch a man kicking rocks going backwards, man, it's letting me know that he swung, you swung, you done said something. Your boy's got some bass in it now, something that he heard. That swung, you swung at him, he felt the wind or something, and he just don't want them problems. That's all I can think of, man.
Hey, man, you know what, man? Say, you know what, big dog? Say, man, I ain't never seen these cats out here that want to get off the different show, want to go to another show. They don't even want to get on the show they be talking on. They know I'm on.
Oh,
about.
Man, I heard that too, bro. Can't be had to check that, boy. Oh,
you know, I took a lot of heat off all these cats, man. You know, told me I had a week back, have all kind of shit, man, but. They know what done happened, what done occurred. They, you know what? They must feel a storm coming or something. You know, you know what monkeys do, don't you? You know when they start hearing shit, they start running.
Yeah.
They start running. They try to see shit. When they hear it, they out of there. You know,
they
just one two times. They don't see shit. Look at them little monkeys that be on them TVs, man. Man, they just jumping around. They hear shit. They out of there, man. They're checking the first bomb they can swing on.
Yeah. Man, I heard you say the monkeys on the. I heard you say the monkeys be right, but what about them big old funky orangutans, you know?
Oh, man. That I'm all in, and I really ain't. So they need
right,
to figure
right.
out what they going to do, you know what I'm saying? They ain't going to never
right,
show them
right.
this motherfucker thing. Only I'm going to show them, if they get their ass up there, though, I'm going to shoot the crank out that motherfucker getting by their motherfucking ass. Because trust me, I build my own
right.
shit, and if I tear the bitch up, I'm damn sure fix it.
That's what that is.
I'm going to shoot me some 40-foot flames out that motherfucker when they get their ass up there.
Go ahead.
Say, but check it out. Did anybody come and let everybody know what's going to go down in the next 2 weeks, though. Did anybody come on there and trace it or have to anybody? Did they ever come? Because if they did, you know I'm going to spread it out.
Man, you need to spread it out. Ain't no one been on here. I told them it's another.
Well, man, listen here, folks.
Everybody
will. Listen here, fans and racists. Man, if y'all, and I'm telling y'all, I ain't this bullshitting here. Hey, man, I know y'all know what's going on with the Texas Total Domination, but I'm going to say this again, man. Y'all don't want to miss that show, man. This is going to be a spectacular show, man. The reason why I say that, because look at the guys that are locked in. Look at the guys that's coming out of town. You know, look at the guys that's steady locking in. You know, we got the 580. We got 10 more. We got a truck shootout. We got a 28-29 shootout. I don't know what else you want, man. You know, if you're an index racer, you got your action down there. If you're a gorge racer, you got your action down there, man. It should be not one person that came down with a car shouldn't have fun with what he's doing. And the fans should be able to see the same thing. So I'm letting y'all know that's right. May 14, man, down the San Antonio Raceway, man. You know, God's going to give us a good year this year. I really believe this, man. He's going to bless us with a good year with this racing, man. And I can tell you this, I'm so excited to have this race going out because, man, we've been working very hard to try to get this race off, man. You know, we got a lot of special things for the fans and racers. And, man, look here, man, we got to bring a dynamic girls race to Texas, man. And let everybody know, man, Texas, when you step Texas on your paper, it's standing out real big, man, because we got a lot of cars down here, the DFW and the Houston area, San Antonio and Austin and around the cities, man. There's one of the participating in this and trying to make it happen, man. Like I said, we got that last man standing. Y'all already know the people in there telling me we do have a placement for King Up. I said that he ain't going to show, but we do got bagged up for that. And I can tell you this, man, those twin power boys and Big Tony, they going in with the sudden assassin. And, man, you know, I know y'all have seen that boy face Big Tony fast pretty quick, but I don't give a goddamn how fast he is because I believe Big Tony is just as fast as he is. And I know there's one thing. They can say what they want to say. But it's going to be a hell of a race, man, to the finish, man. And, man, we're going to see if we can send some of the boys back the way they came. They said Street King is coming with some cars. Hey, man, anybody out there, man, if y'all know anything about Street King, I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't really care a whole lot about it. But what the hell I can tell you, he got a car. We got some cars out here. We need to send an ass backpack and let them know. Hey, man, ain't nothing stopped down here in Texas. Man, ain't nothing stopped down here in Texas. So, man, y'all do not miss this big race, spectacular race, man. Like I said, we're going to have the music, man. We're going to have it going off the chain, man. We got a lot of stuff. We're going to try to give away shirts, all kinds of stuff, man. So, man, y'all be there, man. This is going to be a spectacular event, man. Come down there if you want to come down there Friday night. That's cool. You know, I'm Saturday. Hey, man, y'all better get the PC. I'm going to tell you, it's going to pack in real quick, man. We expect a lot of people to come and doing their thing, man. And one thing I can tell you is, man, just be there, man, because I'm telling you, it's going to be on.
That's what's up. Batman, now that I got you on the phone, I got to ask you this question. You please, I got to ask you, Batman. Man, now that you swinging and folk ducking and dodging, who is on your list? Who are you after?
Man,
I say,
look at man.
Talk to me, man.
Where are my list as they go, man? You know, I'm going to start out at A-Town, man, because I know a lot of people be calling me, man, you know. They been teasing me, messing with me, man. But, man, one thing about the Batman, say, man, I put that cape on for a minute. I put that cape on where nobody can't see nothing. Now I'm going to unveil this motherfucking cape, but they got to face it now. So I'll tell you this. Say, man, I'm going to start off from the little to the big, man, because these guys been messing with me. Big D, which I know he ain't going to do nothing, man. I know he going to talk, but that's my buddy, though, man. I'm going to try to knock the freight train off his motherfucking ass if his ass get up there. And say, man, I've been hearing Hot Man been under the table ass in the apartment. I'd give him a shot if he want on the list. Say, man, Big Charlie? Is it Big Charlie? What is that, Big Charlie? Is that his name?
Charlie Boy.
Keep asking me with Big D on the phone. I think both of them teaming up on, but I know why they want him more than the other one wrong. So, man, let me tell you something. I got them on my list. Like I said, I just picked up. Man, you know, Sarah Gilmore on my list. Say, man, I'm going to tell you who the girl is on my list really bad, man. Say, man, I really hope we get a chance to do this because we got to do this, man. We're losing the drop. I don't know if I'm going to beat the boy now, but I know one thing about it. I'm coming out of my arsenal and don't have me take off shit yet because I'm not.
Yo, wow. That's what that is, man. I was just curious, man, because, I mean, I know it seems like, you know what I'm saying, everybody, but the guys that's been talking and all, they just kind of stuck his tail, bro. That's all.
Well, you know they've been talking Lawrence to me for quite a while. You know that.
Yeah, I have. I got on recorder, man. I've heard it a few times, bro, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, man, I told the boys where a while ago, you know, they were picking on you so tough, you was in the corner. You had your cape over your head, they had your cape hanging up, and, you know, you're kicking you going on, and you know, just teasing you, and all of a sudden, then you come out of there swinging, and everybody's scout. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just curious, you know. Yeah.
You know, I ain't understanding that, man. Like I tell them, don't put me on nobody else. Put yourself on me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear you put me on somebody else. Put yourself on me, because you're one of the same people that put yourself on me then. So put yourself on me. Don't put nobody else in front of that gun.
Right. So right about that, brother. But is it true that you and Tracy going at it? Tell me, dog.
Let me tell you something, man. You know, Tracy, I look like he's working on some work. I don't know exactly what it is, but I don't really care, man, because, you know, my thing is just that, like Tracy, you know, we all down, we cool, but I still want to drop his ass, you know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, you know, he talk trash shit to me, you know, and the thing is, that's what that is, you know what I'm saying? So, man, look here, that's what we going to do, goddamn it. If it's feasible that night, we're going to get on, man, because, you know, Tracy always talking that shit to me, you know what I'm saying? And Tracy just don't know what I'm saying, man. I want them old cat that, man. I'm saying, man, I'll scratch back, fool. You know what I'm saying? I'll scratch back in that part, man. You just got to go and carry my head in.
That's how I feel about that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That's what's up. Batman, you turned into a bow. You used to be clever no more.
Man, you came on the show and shut it down. I'm back on the show.
Come on here,
man. I told them it was going to come a day that they're going to have to meet me, man. They're going to have to meet and greet me, man. God damn it, this year is the year they got to meet and greet me. You follow me? This year they got to meet me and greet me, baby boy. And all them cats, because I know y'all been hearing them, man. All the ones that was talking that shit to me, man, they got to face this judgment, man. They got to face it, man. And if they don't face the handshake, man, just give me the look away with everybody looking at me. That's all I want you to do. Just give me the look away.
And at least he come out attacking big blocks, people who sitting like him, and yeah, he not pouncing on small blocks, you know, like some other slush, I mean, that other camp over there.
Man, you know what, baby dog, I'm going to tell you something, man, you know. I'm saying this is fucking wrong, man. Say, man, they made me do this, man. They made me do this. They made me do this, man.
Yeah, they was cutting you up pretty good, man.
Oh, man, they made me do this, man. You know who they were. You know exactly who they were. They made me do this. Oh, so when they try to jump the box, y'all want the pit boys, y'all put the pit boys on the box. When they try to jump the box, y'all got them pushing back in the box. Let me bite on their ass a little bit.
Yeah, that
yeah.
app, you know,
yeah.
he's in the app, man. Shit.
I didn't understand that, though, man.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, I don't know if I can tell y'all. Y'all better hide the mic from me, because if I see them on the ground, they getting called out.
Wow. But I'm just curious, though, man. If it is in the air, if it is like what this man says, Fish Super Swag, saying that somebody done put it out there, why do it matter? If you grudging, I mean, it's grudging. Get up there anyway, you know, to my knowledge. You said you was going to get up there before you done, if it is a change. So now that you feel like there is a change, you want to see, you want to look at him now? I heard the man say, we're going to look at you. We're going to look at But you
better
win
the look. Man, that was the craziest shit I ever heard, man. One of the craziest shit. Man, and you know, man, shit. I try to hold my tongue much as I can until I come out. But boy,
boy. Yeah.
When I see a big old punk picking on a little bitty people, that gets up under me, man. That gets up under my skin, man, real talk. And it makes me want
to slap. No, hell no. You ain't going to slide by that one. You just said a big old punk.
A big old punk.
Oh,
big old motherfucking punk, man. Weak some of my bitch, man. That's what's in my eyesight. I see number weakness over there, man. Real talk.
From
just everything about that motherfucker, man. Real talk. Just weak.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it now. And it ain't nothing going to change my opinion, you know, point blank, you know. Personally, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, like I say, until I get my shit, you know, coming out and shit like that, man, I'm really trying to hold my tongue, man, because I'm not the type to really talk and don't bag it up. So, man, motherfucker, right now, we should say something, bitch. You like a conventional-headed bicycle and run that motherfucker. That's the way I feel about that, some of my bitch.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm saying? And all I can tell you this, man, you know, see, I ask them now how I feel to be hunted. How I feel to be hunted now. You know, y'all are hunting. Now, how I feel to be hunted.
Right.
You gotta watch that show because whatever that other dude with them dreadlocks on Predator,
no.
He saw the Predator, he kept looking and he seen the Predator, but nobody else seen him. And then next day he said he was coming, and next day he went to screaming and he had to swing out his head right there and the Predator head walking off.
Yeah. I know the movie. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
This shit funny to me now. Hey, boy, this shit really funny to me, man.
And that's where it should be.
That shit is funny,
man.
I don't know why they underestimate the Batman. I keep trying to tell them, if I spread my wings, I'm going to choke the hell out your ass. I ain't going to even lie to you.
I heard that, man. Well, you know, we're just curious about a few things, man. That's all. So I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, for screaming like you mean it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure everybody on this phone line name been called. You know, all our names been called by them guys. And now that you calling their name, and they running in the bushes, well, hell, that needs to be recognized, you know? So do.
Say, man. I tell him I want my lick back, man. I'm going to get my lick back, man. I ain't never been for you in my eye. You think I ain't saying it in your eye?
Right.
I want my lick back.
Right. You crazy, boy. But definitely, man, that's what's up already. But say, man, look here. Man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pull one of your numbers tonight, man. I'm going to hang out with Mama a little bit, man. I appreciate y'all chiming in and hanging out with you, boy. You know what I'm saying? And next week, it'll get better, y'all. So, that's just what that is, man. So, if y'all don't mind, man, just kind of sit back and let us do what we do. And we're going to have some fun doing it, man. So, I appreciate y'all, man. But y'all be careful out there, man. I wish traveling great for all y'all, man. Real tough. But y'all take it easy, man. I'm a scream back at y'all, man.
Hey, Shago.
All right, bro.
Shago.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, Shago, before you go, is it raining down there next time?
Yes, get started. Get ready to get started. Yes, sir.
Tell them to look up there. Tell them to look up there. That storm is coming.
Wow.
That storm is coming. Take shelter.
It's official, Maya. It's official. He officially sat down on the show tonight, Maya.
He did.
Hey, how that sound go?
Wow.
They don't know where it's coming from. Everybody know that shit coming.
Wow.
Hang on, man. I'm out, man. The bad out, baby.
All right, man. You take it easy, man.
All right, man.
Trying to find my damn show right there. Yeah, you're right there.
Cause I got haters, put those hands up, cause he need it. know you.